Hello, Yvonne.
Hello, come in and have a seat next to Eric.
Hello, Eric.
Hi, Joe.
How are you both? I know we've spoken on the phone, but it's great to hear from you how things have gone since my last visit.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I can see that too. Can I ask you, Yvonne, how are you feeling since we last met?
Well, I'm a lot less tired, not worrying as much either. We've got one of those alarms that Eric can wear, and it's great that they can respond even if I can't, so I feel much more relaxed.
When we met last time, Yvonne, you said you were feeling a bit torn between supporting Eric and your daughter with your grandchildren. How's that been?
Well, it's early days. I've been able to see the children without worrying about Eric, still feeling a bit torn, but I'm getting used to it.
And have you been able to get back to the gym?
Not yet, but like I said, it'll come with confidence.
So, Eric, can I ask you how you're feeling since we last met?
I'm feeling really good. I feel a bit more in control of things, and I've been in touch with John and Mark. Mark's been to see me, and he's going to look after the garden. He's started already.
Sarah, the occupational therapist, tells me she's been for a visit as well. How did you feel that went?
Well, come and have a look. See, there, I've got handrails, so I can use all of the garden.
Wow, that's great. And your garden's looking lovely. How does that make you feel?
It does make me feel much happier. I'd miss my garden, and I love to sit out there and being on my own, just sitting. She's arranged for the rails on the stairs as well, so I can get upstairs on my own too.
I can see how much happier you both are. I was wondering whether you've decided to contact the library about accessing newspapers online, getting a volunteer to help with your military history information.
Well, no, I haven't, but it turns out that Mark's into history too, so we've been putting it all onto the computer together, actually.
So do you feel you've met the outcomes that you each wanted to achieve, to support together?
Yeah, it's just changed everything. Thank you so much.
I feel really different, a bit more optimistic, and we're really grateful actually for your help.
I only supported you to find your own solutions. That was my job. Sometimes when we're having a difficult time, we can't see the wood for the trees and just need someone who's outside of the situation to talk about things with. I can see a change in you both, which is great to see. I'm still new to social work, so it's lovely to hear I've helped you. Do you mind if I ask you if there's anything I could have done differently that would have made things a bit better? It's good for me to know how I can improve as well.
I think you were very polite. And I was really taken that you took the trouble to take off your shoes, but also asking how we wanted to be named.
I think you really listened and you gave us time. I didn't feel rushed, though it did go on a bit. I felt tired, so I would have liked to have stopped sooner.
Thank you, that's really helpful. I'll aim to do things a little bit differently in the future. Right, I'll get going and contact you in 6 months to see how things are getting on. Now, you've definitely got my contact details if you need to get in touch, especially if anything changes.
Yep, I've got them in my diary and we will do.
Thanks, Joe. Bye.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for all your help.